You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, one of the big campaign promises from Democrats during the last election cycle was free or debt-free college. Well, the Democrats ultimately did not win the White House. We'll talk about the future prospects for free college.
Right now, as election recount efforts move forward in some states, including Wisconsin, President-elect Donald Trump continues to meet with potential cabinet and other appointees this week. Trump has already appointed RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as his chief of staff, retired Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn as his national security advisor, and Breitbart Media executive Steve Bannon as his chief strategist.
Now people are looking at who the president-elect might pick for Hillary Clinton. Clinton's old job, the key position of Secretary of State. Trump also recently announced his picks for the Departments of Transportation, Health and Human Services, also Education. And you can tell us what you think about some of the names being floated for the Trump administration by calling 800-642-1234 or posting on the Central Time Facebook page.
Isaac Tver joins us now. He's senior White House reporter at Politico. Isaac, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Great to be here.
Well, let's start with the one that there's so much speculation about, that Secretary of State spot. Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, other names are floating out there. People have compared this to a reality TV exercise. What are you seeing in the Secretary of State list?
Well, the other prominent name that seems to be going around is David Petraeus, who met with Trump yesterday at Trump Tower in New York. This is a very strange process, to say the least. Usually for cabinet picks, you have a deliberate process internally of which there are not a lot of leaks. This is being played out in public, it seems like, on purpose, including making sure that there is that many people are banding about the names that are in play, and that over the weekend we saw, actually starting on Thanksgiving Day itself, Kellyanne Conway, who is Trump's campaign manager, tweeting that she was seeing a lot of grassroots pushback to the idea of Romney being picked, and then carried that argument forward on the Sunday news shows this past weekend. She has since, there's been this question of whether she's doing it with Trump's consent or on her own, whether Trump was furious about it, as some reported, or whether he was happy to see it happen. We really just don't know what the reality of it is, but we do know that for this job, which obviously is one of the most important jobs in the administration, Newt Gingrich, the former House Speaker, compared it in an interview earlier this week to the Wall Street Journal to The Apprentice, to being played out in public with, as you said, audience participation, and perhaps that is an apt metaphor here.
And CIA Director David Petraeus, as you mentioned, a possibility, and people have pointed toward past difficulties, past mishandlings of classified information, given the Trump campaign's critiques of Hillary Clinton and her email involving possible classified information. Does he still seem to have a chance to get this appointment from Donald Trump?
He does. And look, Mike Flynn, who has been picked by the president-elect as the national security advisor, also had some real issues with email security and what was going on with classified information. That does not seem to have stopped him from being selected by the president-elect for that also very important job. And it does not seem like what happened with Petraeus, very much in public, is enough to keep him out of the running for Secretary of State, despite, as you point out, the well-known issues that Hillary Clinton had and all the hay that Trump made of them during the campaign.
Let's move on from the Secretary of State appointment now, a high-profile one, but we don't have names. We do have names in some other slots. Health and Human Services. Tom Price, a congressman, very vocal opponent of the Affordable Care Act, somebody who'd be willing to make big changes in not just the Affordable Care Act, it sounds like, but Medicare itself. Do you see this as a signal?
Well, look, there was some hope, although not clear from where that hope was coming within the Obama White House and among others, that maybe Trump would not go forward with repealing Obamacare. That was, it seems like, fed in part by the conversation that Obama and Trump had 2 days after the election in the Oval Office when they were in private together. And then after that, Trump, in an interview, said that there were parts of Obamacare that he would like to keep, such as the pre-existing conditions measure and letting people stay on their parents' health care until they're in their late 20s. Tom Price is not just been vocal about opposing Obamacare, but he has been detailed about it, and one of the few people who actually, for all of the talk that Republicans have had about repeal and replace, that most Republicans in Congress don't have any answer to the question of, okay, so you want to repeal, but then what does the replace look like? Tom Price has put together a plan, and it doesn't look a whole lot like Obamacare. If he is in this position, obviously an important position, not just in running the agency, but in advising President Trump about how things will go, it seems reasonable to believe that he will be pushing for that kind of a plan and likely to have some level of success at it. In addition to what you talked about with Medicare, which is a priority for Paul Ryan, who, of course, will be in a position of importance as the Speaker of the House. On top of just the legislative stuff that can happen here, there are a lot of things, as we have seen from the Obama administration over the last couple of years, that happen via executive authority, regulations, enforcement of things, lack of enforcement of things, that are within the power of the White House or the various agencies and departments. And even if you don't have Obamacare repealed in full or repealed right away, Price would very quickly be able to do some things that that gummed up the works on how Obamacare functions and cripple it in a real way.
And also signaling there, Tom Price, a very strong critic of abortion, pushing for stronger regulations on abortion laws. Does that signal where Donald Trump might go on reproductive health and abortion issues?
Well, that's certainly the fear of some reproductive rights groups, but we just don't know really where Trump is on this issue. He, of course, was very publicly, years before he ran, saying that he was pro-choice, and Ted Cruz beat him up for that during the primaries. That whole New York values attack came from an interview that Trump did in which he talked about New York values and as part of that being that he was, unlike a lot of others, a lot of more conservative people for abortion rights. But during the campaign, he said some things that were very different from that, including, you remember at one point, talking about that there should be some form of punishment for a woman who gets an abortion. He backtracked from that comment, but I think that for many people just left it even murkier where he actually stands on it now. And by the way, that incident was over the summer, I believe. Obviously, a lot has happened since then. And with Donald Trump, what we see is that where his position is at one point doesn't necessarily indicate where it will be at another point. And with Price, if he is confirmed for this position, he'll have a lot of say of what it is. And we do know where Tom Price stands on this.
Talking to Isaac DeVere from Politico, looking at Donald Trump's announced appointment so far for his cabinet and other key administration positions. Another one I wanted to talk about, Isaac, I don't know if this one's a done deal yet. Widely reported, though, Elaine Chao for Secretary of Transportation. She's been a cabinet official. People see her as a definite Washington insider, married to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, coincidentally. So what do you make of that likely appointment?
Well, you say coincidentally, and I'm not sure how coincidental it is. She was a labor secretary under George Bush. She is an accomplished woman in her own right. But, look, it's hard to overlook the fact that she's married to the Senate Majority Leader. What that may mean is that when Trump pushes forward the infrastructure bill that he is expected to, and that his now chief strategist Steve Bannon has said will be their top priority, that will put Elaine Chao as a key player in things, working with her husband, who, as the Senate Majority Leader, will have a lot of sway of what that looks like. The infrastructure bill that Donald Trump and Steve Bannon have talked about is not a very traditionally conservative Republican bill. It's full of a lot of government spending, as well as a lot of tax breaks for corporations. It's not a Democratic or liberal bill either. It's a mix of these things. So it's going to be a test of the Republicans in Congress of whether they are pushing toward more of a Trump way of doing things or more of a traditional conservative way of doing things. But it's not at all a conflict of interest, but it is a mixing of interest here to have the top official for the incoming president be married to one of the key players deciding whether the what we've been told will be the first major priority of the president coming in.
And one more appointment. I want to get your thoughts on one from last week. Betsy DeVos, formerly with the Michigan Republican Party, part of a wealthy family of donors, the DeVos family, associated with the Amway company. Secretary of Education, big school choice advocate. Quick thoughts on that?
Look, she's got a very she is much more traditionally conservative than Donald Trump is, and she has put those ideas into practice to the extent that she has been able to in Michigan and where she lives and where she's been involved, and it seems like she will now try to do that on the national level, charter schools, other things related to vouchers and school choice against the Common Core, which is something that she clarified after her the president-elect announced his intent to nominate her. There was some question of where she stood on that issue.
We'll leave it there for now. Isaac, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Isaac DeVere, senior White House reporter at Politico. He joined us to talk about President-elect Trump's appointments to key posts in his upcoming administration. You can share your thoughts on the names you've heard, the official ones, the likely ones, the potential ones, over at the Central Time Facebook page.
Coming up after the news, we'll talk about one of the big campaign promises of the presidential race, the possibility of free college at public universities. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farad. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.